We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chav Tes, Sif Yur Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh Lidabek Mitamid Chachamim. It's a mitzvah Saseh for one to connect himself to Tamid Chachamim. Kedei Lilmud Maaseihem, because one is supposed to learn for when the way they live. And as I saw this, Rambam the Sefer Mitzvahs says that one connecting himself to Talmud Chacham is not just because I should get a bracha from the Talmud Chacham or to get advice from Talmud Chachamim or the Talmud Chacham should tell him what the halacha is. It's much more fundamental, explains the Rambam. Connecting oneself to Talmud Chacham brings bracha to your life. The Archaim HaKadosh says, the Pasuk says, Uboy Sibdokun, and the Gemara Masechta Ksubos Daf Kuf Yur Aleph explains, "V'ki Efshel Davak B'Shchina, is it possible for one to connect himself to the Shchina Kedoshe Al Shiyidbak B'Loim Dei Torah? By one connecting himself to Talmud Chacham, it's as if he's connecting himself to a tzaddik." And I saw that the Belzer Rebbe once told his chassidim that he found them speaking. And he asked them, what are you speaking about? And they said they were speaking about a Talmud Chacham. Said the Belzer Rebbe, if you just speak about a Talmud Chacham, at that point you are connected to a Talmud Chacham and you bring bracha to your life. And he said that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say, Ebra Nova Era, just to see Eretz Yisrael, just to see Eretz Yisrael brings Kedusha to our life. And certainly the same is when one sees a Talmud Chacham. By looking and connecting oneself to Talmud Chacham, one brings bracha to his life. Kinnish Namaboy Sidbuk, V'chiev Shalodim Ludabuk B'Shchina, is it possible to connect to the Shchina, Kach Prisha B'Rasenu, Hadbik B'Talmud Chachamim, and Talmud Chachamim, connect to Talmud Chachamim. And the Maral says, so what should the Talmud Chacham do? So one is for a Talmud Chacham to connect himself to another Talmud Chacham. And the other way is to connect yourself to Torah. And when somebody connects himself to Torah, he's connecting himself to the ultimate bracha of Torah. L'fikach tzarech adam l'shtal yishtu bas Talmud Chacham. One should try to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. V'yasiya bitel Talmud Chacham. And he should marry off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. U'lachal v'lishtu sam Talmud Chachamim. One should eat together with Talmud Chachamim. The Michas HaLozer in the Sefer Divrei Torah says that somebody who eats together with Talmid Chachamim brings to his life refuah if he needs to be healthy, v'yeshua, and it brings him a yeshua begashmius or beruchnius. V'lasik parametriel Talmid Chachamim to do business with Talmid Chachamim u'l'schaber elein b'chamin echiber to connect in any way possible. Shnemar u'l'dofkeboy v'kein tzivonu Rabbi Nesenu Zal. And so we find that Chazal teaches in Pirkei Avos, Avim Abeg, Bafar, Ragleya, Vishoyse, Vitzama, Devrayim, to completely connect himself for Talmud Chacham. I saw that the Chazam Sofer writes that even if one needs a shidduch for a child, the Shatchan, if at all possible, the person who's bringing the match, we should try to have, should be a Talmud Chacham. To that degree, should we always try to be connecting to a Talmud Chacham. Sif Yud Beis. Mitzvah kol Adam Levis kol Echav Echa Yisram Kegufoi. We each have to love every Jew as we love ourselves. And therefore included in this mitzvah is to have pity, rachmanis on another Jew. If another Jew does something bothersome to us, we should be quick to forgive them. And we should always see the positive of other Jews, not the negative. When we meet another Jew, we should always greet them and give them shalom. And we should always create an environment where we're getting along with other people. And including in that is not doing anything that will repel them or repulse them. And another thing that's included in that is to attend their simchas, to participate in their simcha. That's how we are connected one to another. Shenemam. We should always speak about the praise of another Jew, Olachas amamonai, worry about his financial situation, worry about his money. K'moshu chos amamon shaloi, just like we think about our own money. V'roitza b'chvaratzma, just like we think about our own honor. V'meskab b'chloin chaveroi, if somebody in any way uses another person to build himself up at the other person's expense, even if that other person is not even standing there, the person wasn't physically in any way personally embarrassed. What you did, you tried to compare yourself, your good things, and your wisdom. You used another person to compare yourself to, and look how much greater I am than that person. Which as a result, you're trying to accomplish that you're great and your friend is not. It's such a serious sin that you don't have a chelik olam haba at shiasa tshuva, until you do tshuva for having done something like that. The Chazal teach us that the word Yisrael stands for Yesh Shishim Ribu Oisis L'Toyra. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah, which always represents the amount of letters there are in the Torah corresponding to the amount of Jews there are in the world. And just like when a Sefer Torah has in it letters, they have to be written properly. Each letter has to have Hakofas Gvil, has to have space around it, but they have to be close to each other. So too, we have to think about each Jew. We have to preserve the identity, the independence of every Jew, but we also have to be close to every Jew. The Kedushas Levi used to say that in the Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goyachad ba'aretz. Nobody is great as Klal Yisrael. And if we don't have that attitude, that we think of every Jew as really being great, what we're doing is we're causing, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin apostle. And we, of course, don't want to create that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin apostle. And we should therefore always think of Mikam Chisrael, Goyecha Baretz, how every Jew is great. And by recognizing that every Jew is great, then we are saying that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes and declares our greatness, it is actually true. The pasuk says, "V'haftal re'acha kamaicha," and Rashi quotes, "Om Rabbi Kiva zeklal gadol b'toyra." Zeklal gadol b'toyra. If somebody is a person who's v'haftal re'acha kamaicha, he loves his fellow Jew, then that is a person who is zeklal gadol b'toyra. We could see that this Jew, his learning is the kind of learning that is appreciated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But somebody who doesn't have that positive feeling towards another, somebody doesn't have that positive feeling towards another Jew, that person is not a person that is really, his learning has any value. I saw that the Klausenberg Rebbe used to say, we know that the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Yibum, that if somebody unfortunately passes away without any children, the halacha tells us that his brother should marry his sister-in-law. And the reason for that, the Torah says, is Shlo Yimach Shmoi Miyisrael, that his name, his memory, should not be eradicated. So the Klausenberg Rebbe Zatzal used to say, who is the Torah speaking to? The Torah doesn't differentiate what type of Jew are we concerned that Lo Yimach Shmoi Miyisrael, that his memory should not be forgotten. Every Jew is special, and every Jew's memory, the Rebbe Zatzal used to say, is special, and therefore that is again a proof of the value and the importance of every single Jew. Sif Yud Gimel, Kol Asoyin Echem Yisrael Beliboy, if somebody hates another Jew, even if it's in the privacy of his heart, over Beloysa say, he's over Beloysa say, Shenema, Lesisna Sochicha Bilvavecha. If somebody did something wrong to you, the man of Yistayk, don't just hate him and be quiet. That is the way Rishayim behave. The Pasuk says, Avshalom just ignored Amnon, Kisana Avshalom is Avnon, because Avshalom hated him. Al mitzvah, I love the idea, if I have a problem with somebody else, I should tell him, Lama sisli kach v'kach, why did you do this? Why did you do this against me? Shenemar, the Torah says, if we have an issue with somebody else, say it. And if somebody asks you if you did something wrong to someone else, and you ask him to forgive you, he should forgive you. He shouldn't be cruel in refusing to forgive you. Avimelech, even though Avimelech had done terrible things to him. Bavas Rav Nosson, the sinus abrius ketzad, says the officer of Nosson, what does it mean to hate someone else? Melamech shloichav odon leim ahev as achamim. I'm going to love the Talmid Chachamim, usnoy as Talmidim. I'm not going to have that attitude towards the people who aren't Talmid Chachamim. Or even if I'll have ahev as Talmidim, I love the Talmidim, but I hate the Amioritz, el ahev as kulam. Hate, love all Jews. The only ones you should hate, usnas apikarsim, people who are apikarsim, and even then, you should only hate them if they haven't done tshuva. But if they've done tshuva, of course we should love them like we love all other Jews. And the other people that we should hate, hamasisim adichim, people who try to convince other people to do averis, v'chen hamoisrim. But the Sefer HaTanya says that it's being very clear. Only if they're mesisim or medichim would they try to get people to do an averus. But let's say you have a person who is not religious, but he doesn't try to bother people who are religious from doing what they need to do. Not only should we not hate them, but on the contrary, we have every obligation to love them. The king David Amar, and so does David Melech Sehamai, Mesanecha Hashem Esna, of Miskaymecha as Kaitot, Tachlis Nesim Loi Ivim Haili. Only the people who actively do things that bring hatred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should we hate. And furthermore, the Pasuk, as we know, says, V'haflarech Kamaicha Ani Hashem. Why should we love everybody? Ma'atam Kani Ani Beresiv. If I created every person was created, but Selma Elokim in the image of a God, and therefore we have to love every person. If a person acts as a Jew is supposed to act, I have a love him. If not, don't love him. However, that even, and says the Baal Tanya, even in this case where we are told to hate people that don't act in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to act, he says, only hate the bad in them. Hate what they do averis, but the good in them, and there's good in everybody, certainly in every Jew, that we should always love. Sif Yadalid. If somebody did something wrong to you, it's not your place to ask God to punish him. When you have a problem with somebody else, take him to the Torah. If somebody speaks and asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish somebody else, who nenesh tchila? He will be punished first. Even if there's no recourse in this world, we still may not daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish anyone, unless you make that person aware that if he will continue in the way he acts, you will have no choice. If you see somebody that did an avera is acting inappropriately, it's a mitzvah to try to bring him to do the right thing, to notify him what he's doing is improper. If somebody who rebuke somebody else and things that apply to be mitzvahs, averis that apply between people, or things that regarding mitzvahs that are bein adam l'makom, our behavior to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. The way to tell him is to tzarech lechichai beinoy lebein atzmai. To tell him privately, v'yadavaloi benachas b'lashon rakim, speak to him softly, kindly. The idea, just inform him, she'enayim ela tevasai, that what I'm doing is for your benefit. La'viyo lechai olam haba, I want to help you achieve olam haba. Because efshar b'yadav limchais, if somebody can tell somebody to do better, v'ena moicha, and he doesn't do so, who nitves b'avon zeh, he will get that aveira. Kimin shay efshar limchais, since he had the ability to say something, and he didn't say what he should have said. However, the Paiskim do say that there is a rule that mutav shei shogigin ve'ayayay mezidin, that sometimes if you know what you're going to say is going to be ignored, so it's better not to say anything. So when is the halacha, as we just learned, that you're supposed to say something? And when is the halacha better not to say something? So there are essentially three rules. If it's a question that is what you said going to be followed or not, so you should say something. If, however, you know that what you're going to say will not be paid attention to anyway, so then the halacha is, if it's a drabonon, mutav shei shogigin ve'ayayay mezidin, better not to say anything. But if this person is violating a deraisa, even if you know that you're saying something won't make a difference, still you have to say something. Of course, as we just learned, it should be said in the nicest way possible. And moreover, if you believe that by saying something, even a deraisa, and telling this person he's doing the wrong thing, you could bring harm upon yourself, then you don't have the obligation to say anything. Sif tezayin b'medva mamurim shemdamish yishmalai. When he knows he's going to listen, if you know he won't listen, just like it's a mitzvah to say what will be heard, don't say if you're going to be ignored. You have an obligation not to say something when it's not going to be listened by the Rabbanan. Sif Yuzayin, Osl Adam Levayishas Chaveri, one may not embarrass anyone else, Bein B'dibur in speech, Bein B'maiser in act. B'koshke B'rabim, certainly not publicly. V'om Rabbeinu Sin is a Ma'ba Pnei Chaveri B'rabim. If you embarrass somebody publicly, Ein Lechelik Lohem Haba. Oid Om Rabbeinu Sin is a Noich Lohel Adam Lohapos Atzim L'Toych Kifshin Eish. It's better that a person should be jump into a furnace, V'yabim Pnei Chaveri B'rabim, rather than embarrassing somebody publicly. Shnema, as the pasuk tells us by Tamar, he mutzayis v'yishochal chamel leima lish asha eilo loy anochi hara. She said, "Who the person who owns these items is the father of the baby." However, v'lo yomer loy b'feirush, she did not explicitly say that Yehuda was the father of the baby. El beremes, only said it in a hint. Im yoyde, if he'll admit, yoyde, great. Mamlav loy tefasma, she wasn't going to permit to publicize it. Therefore, tzarech adam lizar me'oid. You have to be most careful. Shloi levayish as chaver berabim, not to embarrass anyone publicly. Ben katan, ben gadol, young person, old person. V'lo yikra oida ois b'shem shubosh. Don't call him by a name that will embarrass him. V'lo yisap l'fanav, or don't speak in front of him. Davish shubosh mimenu. And the mefarshim point out that we know it says in Pirkei Avos that one of the characteristics of Klal Yisrael are that we are Baishanim, that we are people who are embarrassed. And therefore, we always have to think that the person who I'm speaking about can unfortunately become very easily embarrassed. V'imchot kenegdoi, if somebody did something that harmed you, v'tzorch lechicho, and I have to say something, lo yech lemenu, don't embarrass him. This is things that apply between one person and the next. Eva b'divrei shmayim, im loy chazuk kishichicha b'seiser, if by saying it privately it didn't work, machlim loy say b'rabim, we do it publicly. We publicize what he did wrong. and we embarrass him. We keep on doing so. Also called Nevi'im Yisrael, like we find throughout Tanakh, that Nevi'im publicly said to us what we did wrong. It's not called hurting a person with speech, which the Torah prohibits. When does this halacha apply? When this individual is a misoi, he follows the Torah mitzvahs. There we have to be careful not to publicly embarrass him. His hira Torah al-nosoi. V'loy al-oivalei, I'm somebody who publicly violates what it says in the Torah. And even after you spoke to him quietly, he still hasn't changed. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, when is there a point to publicly say something? That's only if the Avera was done publicly. If the Avera was done privately, then we never have a right to publicly say something about it. And furthermore, as we said earlier, says the Mishnah Berurah, if we know that what we're going to say will not help anything, then there's no need to say anything.